Hello, my name is Michaela Miller. I am 19 years old. Today is the 2nd of December, 2018, and I'm speaking with Joseph Miller, who is my grandfather. We are recording in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Okay, so where did you serve and what branch of the military were you in?
I was in the U.S. Army. I was there in 1969 and 1970.
Okay, thank you.
I was in Cochise, South Vietnam, Nui Ba Den, the Black Virgin Mountain, and Tay Ninh. And I was also in Benoa. I was in Cochise for 3 months. I was on top of Nui Ba Den for 3 months. And the other 6 months was divided between the other two places.
Thank you. Can you tell me about your service in the war in general? Like, what was your average day like? Is there anything that that stuck out to you during that time that you feel comfortable talking about?
Well, I spent 7 years in the military. And the first 4.5 years I spent in the infantry. I was in Germany, and it was snowing like crazy, and we're walking out playing war games with snow up to our waist. So I said to the sergeant, I goes, man, I don't like this stuff. And then all of a sudden the cooks came out nice and warm with hot food, and I said, I want to be a cook. So I re-enlisted and they made me a cook. So after that, I got sent to Vietnam. I got sent there as a cook. When I first went to Vietnam, my service was in Cochise. And when I was in Cochise, I got orders to go to Tay Ninh, which is the Black Virgin Mountain, 3,200 feet high, South Vietnam's highest mountaintop. And it's a radio communication point. So I got up on top of the mountain, and I'm waiting for the rest of the unit to get there, and I noticed that we weren't properly set up with the rest of the guys to get there. I went and told the sergeant that we needed more supplies and things like this, and he told me to go get a truck and come down in the mountain base camp and go back to Cochise and pick up the supplies. Me, like a fool, I did so. I went down to the bottom of the mountain, got in a truck, and drove to Cochise. On my way back to Cochise, I saw two guys at a crossroad, found out that they were North Vietnamese soldiers. They didn't bother me and I didn't bother them. I went to my old base camp in Cochise and I spent the night. The next day I took and went back to my unit in the mountain. And when I got to the base camp at the bottom of the mountain, I stayed at the bottom of the mountain for 3 days, and then they brought me back up to the top of the mountain. The only way to the top of the mountain was by helicopter, because the mountain, like I said, was 3,200 feet high. We on the top 100, and Charlie on the other 31. So anyway, I went and got all the equipment together and things like this here, and we went back to the top of the mountain.
So what was like an average day for you during that time in Vietnam? Like what did you do?
An average day. Walk around with a rifle in your hand, making sure nobody was out there to take a pop shot at you.
That must have been scary.
Huh?
That must have been scary.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
That must have been scary.
Sometimes. Sometimes it was. Other times you just didn't pay attention to what was around you.
Can you tell me, like, why you enlisted? Like, what were the circumstances behind you choosing to join the military?
Say again?
Can you tell me why you enlisted? Like, what were the circumstances surrounding your choice to join the military?
Well, I had been beat up quite a bit when I was younger, because I was very small and skinny and underweight and things like that. When I went in the military at the age of 17, I was 123 pounds at the age of 17. And I was 5'7". So take it from there. 5'7", 123 pounds, and nothing but crap. And like I say, I used to get beat up every day. So I went into the military to hopefully learn how to fight, how to protect myself, And that was my main purpose.
Okay, so I see. Now, just to clarify, when you first enlisted in the military, was Vietnam occurring, or were you sent there after the fact?
Say again?
When you first enlisted in the military, was Vietnam occurring at that time, or did that happen after you had been in the service for a bit?
It was after I was in the service.
Okay.
I didn't go looking for trouble. Trouble looked for me.
I see. How did you feel about the Vietnam War at the time, and has that opinion changed now that you look back?
In what respects?
Mostly just like your opinion on like whether or not we should have been in the war, like what you thought about just being there in general, that kind of thing.
Well, people get picked on all the time. And if you're not going to take and do anything about it, if you're not going to do anything about it yourself, then, you know, you got to take and do something about it yourself.
So, did you feel that, like, Vietnam was sort of the bully in the situation, or did you think that Vietnam was the one being picked on? How does that relate?
I don't know. Say that again, sweetheart.
So what do you mean by that, in regards to the Vietnam War? Like, who do you see as being picked on in that situation? Who do you see as being picked on in that situation? Like, how do you relate that sort of thought to the Vietnam War? Because you had said that if you're picked on, you should do something in that situation. It's your job to do something. So how does that relate sort of to your opinion on the war?
Well, it doesn't relate to the war itself. It relates to the individuals that were in a combat zone there. Okay, you know, it's like people still pick on you today. You know, it's like you go to a supermarket and somebody's yelling at you that you're an a-hole. You know, you go to a store and somebody's jumping on you. You know, it's like somebody's always picking on you for one reason or another. For one reason or another. You know?
Yeah.
It's just to what advantage they're picking on you. You know?
So were you sort of aware of, like, the politics behind the war at the time, or did you just kind of, like, not think about that and sort of just focus on the job at hand?
One more time.
Were you aware of the politics around the war at the time, or were you kind of just, you know, going about
the
your
politics?
Day and, yeah, surrounding the war.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. I wasn't, you know, very aware of the politics or anything like that. I was more aware of my environment and what was happening to me personally, you know?
I see, focused on the job.
Mm-hmm.
I see you were focused on the job and what you had to do.
Right.
So can you tell me about how your service has impacted you today and immediately after?
How my service impacted me today?
Yeah.
Well, I don't take shit from anybody. Or I try not to anyway. You know, but I do take and I guess I'm opened up more. You know, it's like you know, somebody wants to talk to me. I don't care if somebody calls me an asshole because that means that they're one too. You know, it's like I mean, I just don't pay attention to you. Crackpots and things like that that are looking for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So do you regard your experience in the war as like a mostly positive thing for you personally, or is more of a negative?
Say it again?
Do you regard your experience in the war as sort of a positive thing for you, or more of a negative part of your life?
Negative or positive?
Yeah, if you had to... Or was it kind of a mixture of both?
Well, it's a mixture, but I would say probably positive.
In what sense?
In what sense? Yeah.
Was it the travel, just like learning about, you know, discipline? What did you get from it?
trying to figure out what you're talking mean by. I'd have to say it's a positive for me personally.
What about it, do you think was good? Like, was it the travel, just, like, the things that you learned from it, the people you met?
Say that again?
What about it would you say was good for you? Like, the travel, the people you met, the lessons you learned, sort of combination?
Yeah, I would have to say that my lessons have been positive.
Okay. And immediately when you got home from the war, if you don't mind talking about it, like how did you feel at that point? Different than today or pretty much the same?
Say that again?
Right when you got back from the war, at the time, did you also sort of see it as more of a positive experience, or do you think that you had a different sort of opinion back then?
Actually, I would say that I had a full experience.
So just a combination of sort of both